The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, hello everybody, Todd Starnes here with you back in our studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Wow, what a busy weekend on the road to Oregon. And before we jump into the big story of the day, may I just say a huge thank you to all of our good friends in Salem, Oregon, KYKN, the great radio station there, Adams Ribs Smokehouse. They delivered an incredible barbecue, had a huge turnout at our event over the weekend in Salem, Oregon, got to meet a lot of the Republicans and conservatives that are running for office there. And folks, if you are a conservative in Oregon, you are made of sturdy stuff. And flew into the airport, landed at Portland, and it took forever to get there. Grace Baker knows this. I was supposed to be there on Wednesday. Then they canceled the flight. And after the flight got canceled, the weather kicked in, and it took something like 23 hours to get to Portland.
You had quite the adventure, Todd. Did you get the chance to read a book or something? I feel like you could have gotten through half the Bible in that amount of time.
I was a little irritable at the airport.
Fair enough.
So I finally get there, and Grace, it was dark. It was like midnight, Portland, and all I could think of was Antifa.
Oh, no.
Are they going to try? Because I called the Uber. I did the Uber, and I wanted an XL. I guess you get the XL, which is the nice big, you know, Suburban.
Spacious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I got, like, the level one, which was, like, a Camry. And so the guy pulls up, and I'm like, I hope the guy's not, you know, Antifa.
Yeah, so trying to prank yours.
Yeah, I had 911 ready to go just in case I ended up in, like, some, you know, encampment. So anyway,
I'm thankful you're back safe and sound, Todd.
It was a good trip. The driver, Chinese guy, didn't speak a lick of English, but he loved 70s Bee Gees music.
Well, that's the best.
That's all we listened to driving to Salem.
That's good.
Nice guy, though. It's, you know.
Nice quiet ride, I bet, besides the Bee Gees.
I think so. I tried to have a conversation. I didn't understand a lick of it.
That's okay. You just nod and go, okay.
I thought I heard Mugu Gai Pan and an egg roll. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's lunchtime.
Maybe.
I don't know. So anyway, KYKN, guys, thank you so much. Met a lot of our great listeners out there, and we hope to hear from you today as we make our way through the conversation. All right. There is a crazy story over at Axios. And if this is true, then I think Donald Trump should be reelected in a landslide. So according to the reporting of Axios, and this is Jonathan Swan, and he's got some pretty good, he has some pretty good intel, some pretty good insight into what's going on inside the Beltway. Trump allies are preparing to do a complete overhaul of the federal government. Now, one of the reasons, and it's easy to forget these little nuggets, but they're important nuggets. One of the reasons why the establishment Republicans despise Donald Trump, and especially Liz Cheney, is because Donald Trump was cleaning out the swamp in Washington. Liz Cheney's father is one of the largest swamp creatures. I mean, the guy's making tens of millions of dollars on these government contracts and the military industrial complex. It's unbelievable the amount of money that Dick Cheney has made as a result of his connections in federal government. And President Trump was eliminating all of that. He went in there and he started getting rid of as many swamp creatures as he could. The problem is, And anybody who lives in Louisiana, you folks in Lafayette, Louisiana, you know all about this, the swamp. You got tons of the, you got the snakes and you got the crawfish and the alligators, all sorts of critters down there. Not to mention Swamp Thing. So there was a lot of work to be done, and the president was not able to finish the job. Well, according to Axios, if Trump goes back in and is president of the United States, they are going to implement a policy that is going to immediately terminate the employment of thousands, if not tens of thousands, of government workers in Washington, D.C. This is reading from the Axios piece here. The impact could go well beyond conservative targets such as the EPA and the Internal Revenue Service. Trump allies are working on plans that would strip layers at the Justice Department, including the FBI, reaching into national security, intelligence, the State Department, the Pentagon. Axios goes on to say, during his presidency, Trump often complained about what he called the deep state. We were just talking about that. The heart of the plan is derived from an executive order known as Schedule F. It's already been developed. It's already been refined. It is ready to go. The plan was to originally implement this over the second half of Trump's term and launched. It was launched 13 days before the election. So the report, and it is massive, and we'll put a link to it over on our website. As Trump publicly flirts with a 2024 comeback, the planning is quietly flourishing from Mar-a-Lago to Washington with his blessing, but without the knowledge of some people in his orbit. Trump remains distracted by his obsession with contesting the 2020 election results, but he has endorsed the work of several groups. The work could accelerate a controversial policy and enforcement change, but also enable revenge tours against real or perceived enemies. They intend to stack thousands of mid-level staff jobs. Well-funded groups are already developing a list of candidates in line with Trump's long-running obsession with draining the swamp. It includes building extensive databases of people vetted as being committed to Trump and his agenda. The groups are operating on multiple fronts, shaping policies, identifying top lieutenants, curating an alternative labor force of unprecedented scale, and preparing for legal challenges and defenses that might go before Trump-friendly judges all the way to the Supreme Court. And I say, good for you, Mr. President. Tens of thousands of civil servants who serve in roles deemed to have some influence over policy would be reassigned to Schedule F employees. Upon reassignment, they would lose their employment protections. You see, this is the problem in America. This is the problem with the federal government. Right now, the federal government is controlled by the bureaucracy. And who is the bureaucracy? It's all these left-wing lunatics. It's all of these pajama boy snowflakes. It's all of the hairy-legged women wearing the Mexican man shoes. It's all of these people who don't know their preferred pronouns. They're the ones that are running the government. And they've been there for years, if not decades. We've got to do something about it. You know, we were talking about Fox News a couple of days ago. Fox News, when you look at the primetime lineup, you got the host and everybody's a conservative, right? But then behind the scenes, you've got all of these lower-level employees who are radical leftists who are sabotaging the efforts of Fox News Channel. The same thing happened during the Trump administration. You've got the leadership coming in. The White House is rock-solid conservative. But you've got all the underlings, the bureaucracy. Those people have been around for decades, and they're flaming leftist morons. And Trump, if this is to be believed, there is a plan to fix it. And if this works, this will make Trump the greatest president of all time, if he's able to implement it. And this is why people like Liz Cheney and others are so horrified, because they know what this president is capable of. They know that this president will, in fact, deliver on those promises he had already started to do. May I just throw onto the pile here, he needs to follow the advice of former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos last week and he needs to eliminate the Department of Education. But this is why Liz Cheney is so hell-bent on destroying Donald Trump to the point of wrecking, ruining her own political career. She was on the weekend shows, cut number 5.
No matter what happens on August 16th, I'm going to wake up on August 17th and continue to fight hard to ensure Donald Trump is never anywhere close to the Oval Office ever again.
If you end up losing your job in Congress because of your work on this committee, it will have been worth it to you?
There's no question. I believe that my work on this committee is the single most important thing I've ever done professionally. It is an unbelievable honor to represent the people of Wyoming in Congress. And I know that all of us who are elected officials take an oath that we swear under God to the Constitution. And that oath has to mean something. And that oath means that we cannot embrace and enable a president as dangerous as Donald Trump is. And my obligations and my responsibilities on this committee are to ensure that we understand exactly what happened so that we can establish legislation and recommendations to help ensure it never happens again.
But she's lying, and that's the problem here. I don't have an issue with a committee that is fair and balanced, a committee that is willing to hear everything and then get to the bottom of whatever happened on January the 6th. And the truth is, we don't know, because the narrative that's coming out of that January 6th committee is completely scripted. Now, the good thing here is that an overwhelming number of Americans are not watching the hearings. They don't care about the hearings. They don't care about what happened on January the 6th. But there is another point to all of this. And Liz Cheney and the Democrats on this committee want to convict Donald Trump of something. They want him indicted on something, and that something is insurrection, because they know if he is found guilty of insurrection in the courts, he will not be able to run for president. So they're trying to, this has nothing to do with getting to the truth of what happened on January the 6th. This is about using that as an opportunity to destroy Donald Trump. That's what this is all about. You say, Todd, how can you say that with such certainty? It's very simple. If, in fact, Liz Cheney was a fair arbiter, if, in fact, she was not consumed by this Trump derangement syndrome, she would be pushing back a little bit. Now, let's just, on face value, she hates Donald Trump. She wants him destroyed. Okay, fair enough. But you can still push back. You can still question witnesses when they contradict one another. You can still ask questions like, why did Nancy Pelosi not ask for more help from the police department? Why is it that Pelosi told the Capitol Police to stand down? You can still ask those questions. It's okay. You can still hate Donald Trump, Liz Cheney, but you can actually follow up and ask some follow-up questions. So we can get to the bottom of all of this. Like, for example, how is it we still don't know who planted the pipe bombs outside the RNC and DNC headquarters? How is it we don't know that, especially since Kamala Harris was allegedly at the DNC headquarters when all of this went down? How is it that we still don't know, Liz Cheney, how many FBI agents were involved in the planning and the execution of what went down? How is it that we don't understand why police officers opened the doors and allowed the protesters to walk into the Capitol building? Who gave them authority to move aside the barricades? Who gave them permission to open the doors and allow the crowd to come inside? Who did that? I mean, these are questions that are very important questions. Again, if we're trying to get to the heart of what happened. Because as it now stands, you have a president who several days before the January 6th attacks actually recommended having upwards of 20,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C., ready to go to protect everyone. You had a president of the United States who told the crowd to march and behave peacefully. And yet when they showed his remarks at the hearing, they they left out that part. They edited out that part. Why would they do that? Because they're crafting a narrative. The truth be damned. They're crafting a narrative. They want to destroy Donald Trump. That's what this is really all about. And that's why I've got a problem with Liz Cheney. It's okay to hate Donald Trump. It's okay to despise Donald Trump. It's okay to say that this man is not qualified to be president. It's okay. But you know what's not okay? It's to lie, to make up a narrative to get him thrown in jail. That is not okay. That is not okay. All right, we got to take a break here. A lot of you folks wanting to weigh in, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starnes to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starnes. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNES, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNES. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNES, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Yeah, welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, border to border, coast to coast, across the Fruited Plain. 138 radio stations now carry the show. By the way, President Biden still has the China virus. And, oh, by the way, speaking of the China virus, we have some news to share with you from Los Angeles County, where the entire county is about to be on lockdown and going through the mask mandates again. As a matter of fact, Culver City School District will be mandating mask policies for children beginning August 1st. So it looks like the masks are coming back in California. Can I just say something about that for a moment? You need to pay very close attention between now and Election Day, because we're going to be faced with a full-blown assault by Democrats to try and steal this election. They know what's about to happen, and it's going to get ugly. I know I've been telling you guys, campaign like you're 20 points behind, and I think you are. But the reality of it is the Democrats are going to get slaughtered in the midterm elections. So they're going to look for any opportunity they can to gain ground, and one of those ways is the mail-in ballot. So you better pay very close attention to what's happening in California. Do not be surprised if you start hearing calls for mail-in ballots across the nation as President Biden deals with his case of the China virus. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Ron in Salem, Oregon on KYKN. And Ron, I know you were at the big barbecue over the weekend.
Yes, we were, my brother. It was very honorable to meet you, and you brought a good message that Oregonians need to hear, especially from the Jelly Rattle-Moccasins in my county and region. As you know, I'm alternate chairman in Polk County, and my chairman was there, her husband, and we had a little good crowd, and I will say this. Your message resonates what we got to do. We got to reach out to the people in our base. The Jelly Rattle Moccasins that even one represent as a national committee man in my state, they just think, like, kick can down the road and make a bunch of things and love to see division. No, I believe the hand of God is upon our country. As there is a tent revival going on throughout the country, there is also a rise of patriotism and tired of this stuff. It's cost me over $4,600 so far in county to live under the Biden administration, the Build Back Broke situation. $300 a month less.
Ron.
Nevertheless, my brother, God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm hoping you get up to 400 radio stations in the next 2 years.
Well, you're kind to say.
God bless you.
You're kind to say that, Ron. Great guy, by the way. Just really fun listeners out there. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Wow, my Chinese Uber driver would love this. Little Bee Gees, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. Here in studio, we are honored to have my congressman, Congressman David Kostoff. And Congressman, in the first segment, I explained when I was in Oregon, my Uber driver was a Chinese guy who loved the Bee Gees. And that's all he played on the drive to Salem, Oregon.
So, see, you've got some good stories about Oregon, and I'm sure even in Oregon you met some really good, solid conservatives.
Oh yeah, and believe it or not, you know, when you're in an area like that, you know, you've got to work hard to be a conservative, and I think those folks are the real deal. You know, they go out there every single day and fight, and they seem pretty encouraged that we're going to see, you know, that red wave hit Oregon.
You know, the red wave looks like it could be really strong this November, and it can lift a lot of boats, including, to your point, in Oregon, where we've got a chance to pick up some congressional seats, which would be really good for our majority. You know, Todd, to put it in perspective, we all know that it's a tough time in this country. It looks to me a lot like the late 70s and early 80s in terms of where we are in the economy, where we are geopolitically. And people are ready for a change. And they see Biden and Pelosi and Schumer running the whole show, and they know that they're worse off now than they were 18 months ago.
What I find fascinating, watching the Democrats strategize, and they know what's coming, and they're trying to figure out how do they stop it. They've decided to go the culture war route, which I don't think those issues are going to play well with the general voters and the general population. Meanwhile, they're ignoring the economy or trying to tell us, convince us that the economy's doing great right now.
You know, the number one thing that people talk to me about is just how expensive it is to live right now, whether that's gas, groceries. And, Todd, they're saying that to their congressman as well. And the fact is that we all know what life was like 18 months ago under Donald Trump. We know what we were paying for gas, for groceries, for appliances, for cars. And Moody's came out several weeks ago with a statistic. The average American family is paying $460 more per month than they were paying just 18 months ago. That's over $5,000 a year, and that's real money. I think it goes back, James Carville, you and I disagree with him philosophically on almost everything, but in 1992, he summed it up right when he said it's the economy stupid.
That's it. That's it. And the Democrats are completely lost on that idea. It's almost as if they forgot, you know, history.
You know, you think about it, Todd, I thought about this last week. We've got very few days in Washington where we're working on trying to legislatively address people's real problems. And remember that where I am in the House, Pelosi sets that agenda at least until January. We didn't take any votes on anything that substantively improves people's lives economically and financially in the last several weeks. We keep voting. She keeps putting bills forward that are either social messaging issues or they're massive spending increases. Last week, the big number was 14% more in government funding than the last year. I voted against that. In fact, every single Republican voted against it. They just don't get it. And because of that, people are really hurting. They're frustrated and they want to change. And that's why you're going to see a big Republican wave come forward in November.
Let's say that the polling data holds out. The Republicans sweep the House of Representatives. You guys have the majority. Based on the number of dumpster fires that are burning right now, how do you prioritize those? What do you think should be the first thing on the agenda for the Republican Congress?
So, great question. I'll credit Kevin McCarthy, who's our Republican leader, in that he has us working now in different task forces. Todd, whether it be the economy, China, big tech, some of the social issues, where we are getting down deep in the weeds. So that come January, we can try to address these crucial problems. To me, when you look at the polling, the number one issue is about the economy and inflation. We got a terrible inflation number just a few weeks ago, the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, which showed that inflation was growing at 9.1% more than it was last year. And by the way, I have people that say, I don't think those are real numbers because I know I'm paying more than 9% for
definitely.
Everything. And people's wages aren't rising like they were. So I think I'm gonna give this to you. Maybe you're interviewing me, but I'll ask you. If Republicans take the House back, which I really think we've got an excellent chance of doing, we take the Senate back, then what does Biden do? I mean, does Biden stay in his far left corner? Or does he kind of look to Bill Clinton in 1995 as his model and try to work out some issues and some deals with the Republicans?
You see, based on my studies of the Clintons, even Hillary Clinton, I think that at the heart of the Clintons, they're pragmatist. So they're going to, you know, and that's why Bill Clinton worked with the Republicans. He worked with Speaker Newt to try to work out some sort of deal and compromise. I'm not sure this president's going to do that because, honestly, Congressman, I just don't think he's pulling the strings. And I'm really wondering how much influence the progressives are having on this administration, and would they be willing to compromise? I don't think they would.
So if the results come out in November the way I think they will, there'll be a staff change. There'll be turnover at the White House, number one, because normally that's what happens. But two, if it's a wipeout, they're going to have to make changes. And so who goes in and replaces a Ron Klain, for example?
And his name is already out there, you know, as saying he's on the chopping block.
Right. Because you're right. There's no doubt that his staff, Biden's staff, that is, they're calling a lot of the shots. They're helping him make those decisions, right? And I guess it depends in part on who goes in and replaces some of these far-left progressives. Their party is getting pulled so far to the left. I look at the district that I represent. 20 years ago, it was a Democrat district, but it was kind of a blue dog Democrat right-center district, if you will. Those people, my constituents, for the most part, have moved farther and farther to the right, like a lot of the country. But in the Democrat Party, they're moving farther and farther to the left. There is one pro-life Democrat left in the United States House of Representatives.
It's shocking. It's shocking, the divide there. By the way, folks, you are listening to the Todd Stearns radio program. Actually, this is the David Kostoff radio program. You're asking the questions, and I'm answering.
I really didn't mean to. I was interested in what your opinion was.
You got the spot there, Congressman.
Well, you've got your finger on the pulse of what's happening here.
But you know, you mentioned crime, and here in the Memphis area, one of the deadliest cities in the country, and it's a horrible thing. I mean, this is a great city. It's a great people, and people of all walks of life are incredibly frustrated. Just the other day, you had a Methodist minister who was gunned down, carjacked,
tragic,
15-year-old. Now we find out that the 15-year-old just a few months ago had been arrested for carjacking and actually had a ankle monitor on when he was committing this murder, allegedly. And people are wondering, what's going on here? What's happening with the district attorneys? We've got a guy running who's a Democrat, and he believes in raising the age of juvenile crimes to 25 years old. I mean, you know, this is a big issue, not just here in Memphis, but nationwide.
Yeah. So, Todd, I'm a former United States attorney. I had the tremendous honor to serve about 15 years ago as the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Tennessee. You know, you see big spikes in violent crime in cities all across the country. And it's and I think it's an issue all over. But it really does matter who governs. And we've seen these social experiments with the very liberal progressive DAs play out in places like Philadelphia, San Francisco, LA, New York. My colleague, Lee Zeldin, who was attacked, and his attacker was released the next day without any bail. Fortunately, federal authorities later charged that attacker and arrested him. But when you look at this local, and you reference this local district attorney's race, and you see national money, national progressive liberal money, come in for the Democrat candidate, that tells you something. These experiments have not worked. They recalled that very liberal progressive district attorney in San Francisco, because even in San Francisco, they were fed up. And so you care about this community. I care about this community. I grew up here, went to high school here, went to college here. You know, the fact of the matter is, one thing is the Tennessee legislature did something, as you know, in this past session, where they passed a truth in sentencing law. And that hopefully will keep some of these people, these offenders, locked up for real time, where you don't have to play Chinese math and try to figure out how long somebody's in prison for.
But again, the bottom line, elections have consequences, and there's an opportunity for people in just a couple of weeks from now here in the Memphis area to do the right thing.
No doubt about it. And here in Tennessee, it is so easy for people to vote. There's for those people listening outside of Tennessee, we have 2 weeks of early voting that go here in the Shelby County, Memphis area, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and that's for 14 or 15 days or however long the time period is, along with Election Day, where you've got 12 hours. We make it very easy for people to go vote, and there are plenty of ample opportunities.
All right, my congressman, ladies and gentlemen, David Kostoff. By the way, I got the email. You're doing like a shindig, like it was a barbecue or a picnic.
What? Yeah. So, you know, a few years ago, we had the idea. I know this is going to shock you, but elected officials are always asking for something in return.
I'm stunned.
Well, I know. Well, this was my wife and I were thinking, we want to do something nice for our constituents where they don't have to feel like they've got to give anything. They can just show up. They can come. They can talk to me, and just it's low pressure. And so we have our annual family barbecue right outside of Jackson, Tennessee, this coming Sunday. We've got the information on our website. And again, I want people to come. I want them to be relaxed, be able to talk to me, visit with a lot of other people. We've had a really good turnout and expect the same thing on Sunday.
Well, look, free barbecue. You know people are going to show up in Tennessee.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, in this area, you know it's really good barbecue.
You've got that right. Absolutely. Congressman, great to see you, and good luck out there on the campaign trail.
Hey, Todd, thank you so much for having me and letting me come into the Palatial Studios today.
Absolutely, the bunker, as we call it. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here and pay some bills. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Always nice when the congressman can come by, and he's one of the good guys up on Capitol Hill. Hey, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Charles, WSIC in North Carolina, wants to talk about draining the swamp. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, Todd, just to kind of reinforce what you were saying earlier, I heard about that Schedule F plan, I guess it was maybe Friday. They talked about it on Steve Bannon, Joe Scarborough, had somebody on MSNBC talking about it. But I think that is a great plan. I've been thinking about that for a long time and just hope now that it's going to be implemented. And along with that, you mentioned about doing away with some cabinet departments, like the Department of Education. You know, I'd like to see that extend maybe some other departments that are unnecessary, like the Department of Energy. I mean, I can think of the Department of Homeland Security. A lot of these agencies that need to be reformed from the top down, such as the FBI, CIA, DOJ, all of that. But, Todd, what concerns me and listening to the congressman is something else that I think the Republican Party in the upcoming elections needs to do, and I don't see them doing it. Is, and I heard Newt Gingrich talk about this Friday, I don't see a new contract with America like we had in 1994. It's not enough just to win the midterms and recapture the House and the Senate, but we need to dominate. And the way we need to do that is, I think, to have a contract with America and have every Republican, whether they're in Oregon, Oklahoma, whether you're in South Carolina or South Dakota, to sign on to that. And I think it needs to focus on a few things. One, the economy, inflation, the southern border, energy independence, crime, and then lastly, the culture, and reaffirming our commitment to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Because I voted for a lot of Republicans since 1980, and I can't tell you how many ones I've been disappointed in. Case in point, most recently in 2020 with Tom Tillis, and 2 years before that with Richard Burr.
Well, Charles, I'll say this, that when you go back to the 1990s and Newt Gingrich and what a brilliant strategy that was, again, the Republicans were not expected to win those races. And because Gingrich was able to mobilize, he was able to focus everybody's attention, they had this great contract for America. That actually changed the course of that election cycle. I like this idea. The challenge for President Trump is going to be able to – is he going to be able to stay on message? He cannot run – the 2024 election cannot be a rehash of what happened during 2020. It just cannot be. There has to be a shift in thinking and a shift in strategy after the midterm elections.
No, I totally agree. And I think that that contract with America needs to focus on that. And I think if they do that, Todd, I think we could pick up – 60, maybe 70 seats easily, because we just need to draw the distinction between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. I mean, let's take energy independence, for instance. Republican Party needs to come in and say, you know what? We don't embrace this theory and falseness of man-made climate change. We're going to move forward with energy independence, and we're all for drilling for oil, natural gas, fracking, and if solar and wind are going to become a component of that, that's fine. But, you know, we need, because the alternative is to do what the Democrats want to do, which is shut our and throw our energy independence away. And there's other things like that. But we just, and I think if we do that, you're going to attract a lot of voters because, you know, you can't just criticize somebody. You've got to show people an alternative. And I think that's what we need to do.
Charles, good thoughts, good call. Thank you for listening. We're going to have to leave it there. We're up against a news break. Hey, by the way, last week, Dick Morris on the show, his new book came out. And he says Trump is running for the presidency. And right after that, President Trump said it's not a matter of if, but when, which is why you need to read Dick Morris's new bestseller, The Return. It reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024. By the way, Morris also says Hillary Clinton is going to run again. Yep, that's right, Hillary. Newsmax says The Return is the best book of the year, already a number one Amazon bestseller. It gives you Trump's plan. Big media, big tech, the deep state, they want to stop Trump, but The Return shows that Trump will be triumphant. All you need to do is get your copy in bookstores, or we've got a free offer from Newsmax. You're going to be able to save almost $28. Go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com, thereturn911.com, and get your copy of Dick Morris's great new book. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do a deep dive into a lot of the stuff that happened at Turning Point USA's big conference over the weekend. Also, we have some news about Fox News Channel that we will share with you. You should go right now, though, to toddstearns.com, and here's the reason why. We have some great book deals for you over in the store. My latest book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, makes a great, great gift book. And also Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You want to know what's happening in America and what we can do to fix it? You got to read that book. All right, stick around, everybody. Hour two coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of The Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Want to share some breaking news coming out of Dallas, Texas. Just a few moments ago, it was reported shots had been fired at Dallas Love Field, which I believe is a hub. It's the headquarters of Southwest Airlines. This news just coming in. We've got the story and video up on our website, toddstearns.com. Shots reportedly fired. The terminal, at least part of the terminal, has been evacuated. Other parts of the airport on lockdown. We're looking at video of people in one of the terminals, and they're on the ground hiding underneath their chairs. So if you've been at Dallas Love Field, you know exactly where this is. No word on any injuries or if, in fact, shots have been fired. We do know the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has placed a ground stop on Love Field. What does that mean? That means nothing's going in, nothing's going out as the police continue this investigation. That's all the information we have right now. We're going to keep monitoring this. ToddStearns.com. We've got video of whatever is going on. You'll be able to see that there, and we'll keep you updated throughout today's program. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us on a busy news day our good friend from Indiana, Congressman Jim Banks. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, good to be with you. Always honored to be with you as well.
Congressman, you have been in the thick of things of late from what's happening with inflation and the economy, but I want to start with the military because there are grave concerns about military preparedness, and we understand the latest reports that the Army is having a hard time finding people.
Well, I've been harping on this in the Armed Services Committee hearings. We've had all of the service chiefs come and testify before us, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and all of them. I posed the question, how can they justify flushing soldiers, airmen, sailors out of the military because they didn't take a COVID-19 vaccine? And at the same time, we see recruiting falling short 40%. The Army is offering $50,000 signing bonuses. At the same time, they're wiping out two entire battalions worth of soldiers because they didn't take the vaccine. So in this case, you get a sense that the leftist views of the Democrats and those who are pushing for these wild vaccine mandates that have been so highly politicized, that's actually a national security issue for America, when the result is that we can't keep our military fully manned at a time when the world is as dangerous as it's ever been in my life.
It's really shocking, Congressman, and I know we've heard from a number of moms and dads who say their sons and daughters have legitimate reasons for not wanting to get the vaccine, and yet they're going to be forced out. Their religious exemptions were denied. Is there going to be a time where there will be some relief for these military personnel, some of whom are facing the ends of their careers?
Well, I hate to say it. I don't see that time coming until next year, when Republicans get the majority back, and we have the leverage of the majority to push in the House Armed Services Committee to lift these ridiculous mandates and go back and allow those who were flushed out of the military to come back at their rank and at the full pay that they were at before. So it's likely going to take taking the gavels away from the Democrats, who stand on the side of this idiocy, who are pushing for these mandates to go into effect and to see our troops punished for it. I mean, at the same time, the military is lowering its standards. So whether it's the weight requirements, I had to lose weight to join to become a Navy Reserve officer, or a lot of those recruits who might not have a high school degree or a GED, the lower standards academically and for training and physically to get the men and women into the military to serve in the positions that we need them to serve. So that shouldn't be our answer. Our answer should be common sense and put these ridiculous vaccine mandates in the rearview mirror and make our military strong and mighty again to confront the threats that we face.
I'm just going to throw this out there, and I'm curious to get your take on it. Is it possible that some of these 17, 18, 19-year-old boys, they see what's happening with all the woke stuff, the pronouns and the gender stuff and the CRT? Is it remotely possible that a lot of these young fellows from the South and the Midwest say, you know what, I'm not up for that. I don't want to sign up for something like that.
Todd, I hear it all the time. I hear from parents. I hear from others that, especially from veterans who have kids, who have always hoped that their kids would serve, who tell me that I'm not sure that I would recommend, or I won't recommend to my kids to serve in the military because of the nature of the woke leadership at the very top. So I think that is a severe consequence of the left's control of the military today. We've seen the trust in our military dropped by 11% since Joe Biden became the commander in chief, and confidence has fallen among Republican families, 34%, among independent families, 28%, among Democrats, 17% since 2018. So we see, as we continue to head in this direction, where the left uses our military as a tool to socially re-engineer America, you see the consequences of that. They're dangerous. We can't go out and expect the next generation to raise their right hand like I did to serve, protect, defend, and potentially give the ultimate sacrifice for our country at the same time that we're teaching critical race theory and anti-Americanism in our schools and teaching our kids that America is not worth fighting and dying for. So it's not sustainable. We're not the track that we're on with these leaders in the White House and at the very top of our military. It's not a sustainable recipe for America.
Congressman Jim Banks, chairman of the House Study Committee, with us from the great state of Indiana. Congressman, I know that that Kevin McCarthy wanted you on that January 6th committee. Nancy Pelosi did not. We're watching what is playing out before us is quite frankly, in my estimation, a travesty. And I'd like to get your thoughts on this. It just seems to me that somebody on the committee should be able to stand up and say, okay, fine, we hate Donald Trump, we get that, but we still need to at least have a fair committee hearing, because this is a joke what we're watching.
Yeah, I think the American people are on it. They get that, and they recognize that the Democrats' hyper partisan focus on January 6th is a distraction from high gas prices, from inflation, from fentanyl becoming the leading cause of death of Americans who are my age, of working age, the open border, the supply chain crisis, what's going on all over the world because of weak American leadership. I think the American people, by and large, get it, and that's why we are on the precipice of a historic red wave election. But the fact of the matter is, these Democrats have now spent over $10 million, or they will end up spending $10 million to fund this committee. They've interviewed nearly 1,000 witnesses. They've obtained over 100,000 pages of evidence. And what have they got to show for it? I mean, they just had their second primetime hearing late last week. And what came out of it? I have yet to understand that. What are the conclusions of this committee? The conclusion is that they hate Donald Trump and they don't want his name to appear on the ballot in 2024. The conclusion is that they hate Trump supporters and they want to demoralize you and cancel you in the American workplace and the American culture. I mean, the result of it is that it's an obvious attempt by Democrats to prevent Republicans from winning back the majority in the midterm election. I don't think any of those objectives of this committee are going to work, because this is all they have to show for it. So it's a shameful attempt to distract and change the subject, but it's not going to work.
Well, I'm with you on that. You see the numbers. Nobody's watching this nonsense. But let's just hope at the end of the day we will get to the bottom of all of this, and the truth will come out. And I think at that point, some folks on that committee are going to be looking mighty, mighty bad in front of the American people. Congressman, we got to leave it there. We really appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you again.
Good to be with you. Have a good day.
All right, Congressman Jim Banks out of Indiana, weighing in on inflation and the military and these sham hearings that are underway up on Capitol Hill. Liz Cheney was on the Sunday shows. She says that the attack on the Capitol was the worst since the War of 1812. Cut number four.
There's no cross-examination of witnesses, a duty deeply ingrained, they say, in American notions of due process. They say House rules require an aiming for a ranking member to be put forward by the minority. They have a problem with the fact that you are that ranking member, even though you were selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So how do you respond to that criticism?
Well, I think it's important to remember the facts. And the first fact is that we all supported a bipartisan outside commission. Kevin McCarthy himself said on the floor of the House we needed a bipartisan outside commission to investigate this attack. And then after he negotiated with the Democrats and got all of the terms he wanted, he pulled the rug out from under the Republicans who were supporting it and made sure that it was defeated in the Senate. And so then once the bipartisan outside commission was defeated, the only alternative left to us was this committee. And after Kevin McCarthy named his members to the committee and Speaker Pelosi rejected two of them, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, for good reason. I supported her decision to do that. Kevin McCarthy withdrew all of his other nominees. And so the notion now that somehow the committee is incapable of getting to the facts of what happened because Kevin McCarthy withdrew his nominees is nonsensical. It also is a diversion. And I point out again, nearly every single one of our witnesses has been a Republican. You know, Rusty Bowers, Brad Raffensperger,
Gabe
Sterling.
No, I understand. We have the list.
Bill Barr. Right, but it's
I guess cross-examination is an important thing in committee hearings, right?
Brett, right. That's right. But I would also point out that I think it is highly unlikely, and I think you would agree, that any of those witnesses' testimony would be any different had the questioning been different. And it would be a dereliction of our duty to be in a position where, because Kevin McCarthy decided to withdraw nominees, and he decided to do that, I'm quite confident, because Donald Trump told him to, because Kevin McCarthy decided not to participate in the committee, that somehow the House of Representatives cannot investigate the single worst attack on the United States Capitol since the War of 1812.
It's all a sham. And I want to share some information with you. This is from our good friend John Solomon over at Just the News. They've got their hands on the actual Capitol Police timeline. According to their timeline, the Trump Pentagon first offered National Guard troops to the Capitol Police on January the 2nd. That was 4 days before the riot. 4 days. The police turned down the offer, but then they began to have second thoughts. The Capitol Police went to their bosses, the House Sergeant of Arms, and they asked permission to accept troops on January the 4th. But they were turned down. And the reason why they were turned down, according to the official records, is because they were afraid that a show of force would create bad optics. Reading from Just the News, the John Solomon report, but the most compelling piece of evidence that Trump wanted to thwart rather than incite violence is contained in a lengthy memo written by the Pentagon Inspector General. It chronicled the assistance of the Defense Department offering Congress both ahead of and during the riot. In that account, the IG recounts a fateful meeting on January 3rd in the White House when then-Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller and General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, met with Trump on national security measures. During that meeting, the president mentioned there would be a large number of protesters in Washington on January the 6th, and that there should be sufficient National Guard or soldiers to make sure it was a safe event. And here is what General Milley told the Secretary of Defense. We've got a plan and we've got it covered. We've got a plan and we've got it covered. Does that sound to you like a president of the United States who was trying to wage some sort of an insurrection? It sounds to me like a president who was trying to make sure everybody protested peacefully. And if in fact that is true, and the Pentagon memorandums are true, and we have no reason to doubt their authenticity, the question then becomes, why did Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats reject offers for help? Why did they leave the Capitol building exposed to a mob? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. We're getting some new information about this situation over at Love Field. Looks like A woman had opened fire and she was taken down. TSA saying that the shooter was down. People have been evacuated. Everybody seems to be safe, but it's going to be a big mess if you are traveling in and out of Love Field. That is a big hub for Southwest Airlines. So if you're stuck at the airport, that's the reason why. So that's all the information we have at this point. No word on any other injuries other than the shooter being taken down. And the early indications, it is a female. That's according to Max Guerin, who is the police chief in Rockwall, Texas, who happened to be at the airport and was being evacuated with his family. I got a question for you. So they had the big Turning Point USA conference over the weekend in Tampa, Florida. And it's a bunch of high school kids, basically, and college kids. And so you had a lot of the big celebrity lawmakers there. Again, talking to high school kids, and here is some of what the kids heard. This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert talking to the children.
And contrary to popular belief, I have never been an escort for Senator Ted Cruz. But I will tell you tonight, it is the coolest thing I've ever heard about Ted Cruz.
Nobody wants to impregnate you if you look like a thumb.
And you know... One of the
I'm Ted Cruz, and my pronoun is kiss my ass.
Now, am I a prude here? But is that appropriate? Are those kinds of things appropriate for a room full of high school teenagers? I mean, this is an organization that prides itself on being all about the Lord, right? I mean, they're doing the Lord's work, and it's a very religious in nature. I remember in 2020 they had a couple of girls in spandex bodysuits shooting money cannons. They were called the Bang Girls, and that caused a bunch of hullabaloo. But I'm wondering, people are a little upset about all of this, and they're saying, hey, like they support Turning Point. They like Turning Point USA, but they feel like a lot of this language, I mean, talking to kids, about the coolest thing that she's heard, Lauren Boebert, is that she, that she was a prostitute? No. Really? I mean, is that really what we want to expose the kids to? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe that's the new conservative movement. 844-747-8868. That's her telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Breaking news over at ToddStearns.com. We have the latest information on that shooting over at the airport in Dallas, Texas, Love Field. They have two big airports there. And the latest information, including some video from the scene, you'll be able to find there at ToddStearns.com. All right, big doings in the nation's heartland. Kansas is going to be the first state in the nation to set a vote on abortion. That vote is set for August 2nd. Kansas heading to the polls to decide whether the state's constitution protects the right to abortion. It will be the first such constitutional amendment to be determined since Roe v. Wade got overturned. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us from Kansans for Life, Peter Northcott. Peter, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, yes, thank you so much for having me on.
All right, Peter, so I'm curious about the scuttlebutt. I know folks have been out there on both sides of the issue. What are you guys hearing from folks there in Kansas?
Yes, so Todd, again, Kansas, as you mentioned, we're going to have the first ballot test in America since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade in Dobbs v. Jackson. And unlike other states, with the overturn of Roe versus Wade, states now have the ability to come to consensus when it comes to abortion limits, but not in Kansas. The radical left had targeted our state in 2019, presumably knowing that Roe versus Wade was going to be overturned, and they worked through our radical judiciary to insert a nearly unlimited right to abortion in our state constitution. And so there are many opinions on the issue of abortion. But our judiciary chose to take the most extreme possible position, which is to presume every single pro-life law on the books is unconstitutional. So literally, we are heading towards abortions up to the moment of birth paid for with tax dollars. And so our state, in a response, has put a referendum or a constitutional amendment on the ballot, which will be voted on August 2nd, next week, that would simply say that the people are allowed to have a voice in this process and to be able to come to a consensus on this very controversial topic. And so the radical left has been funding a massive campaign against our efforts, outright lying. The radical left has actually met with the Biden White House. And members of the coalition opposing our constitutional amendment called the Value Them Both Amendment have gone so far as to say that they want to fund abortion and not cops. So it's very fitting that you're talking today about the shooting in Dallas. We know that the radical left has been assaulting police, but it's very interesting here in Kansas. Not only are they pushing for abortions up to the moment of birth, but they're also pushing for a defunding of police and, you know, mixing those two very, very extreme positions.
I'm confused here. So you're saying that the other side is also interested in defunding police?
Yes. The coalition opposing our ballot initiative, that they've put out papers for years now. They have position papers that say that they should fund abortions. And to do that, one of the ways that they can get more revenue is to defund police. And as the son of somebody that's been in law enforcement for over 45 years, I understand the day-in, day-out grind that they're facing on a daily basis. And to have these organizations come in and simply say that, you know, their work isn't worth anything, and we need to take that money and those resources and fund abortions up to the moment of birth is just unconscionable, and especially in a place like Kansas, we're the heart of America.
I also understand that some of the opponents actually want to pit young girls against their parents on this issue.
Yeah, so the organization in question is called Kansans for Constitutional Freedom. Again, their campaign surrogates are the ones that met with the Biden White House here recently to talk about this ballot referendum. They support zero limits on abortion whatsoever, and that's what they want to utilize Kansas as this destination for unlimited abortion. So they want taxpayer-funded abortions up to the moment of birth. They even oppose a parental notification. So they believe that a 14-year-old girl could be dropped off in an abortion clinic and have an abortion performed on her without her parents' knowledge. So we're raising the alarm bells in Kansas to let and nationwide to know that Kansas really is the center of the radical left's war on America when it comes to the most extreme positions. And we're encouraging Kansans to get out and vote on August 2nd to support the Value Them Both Amendment with their yes vote, and to also raise awareness around the country that, you know, this issue now is going to be fought on a state-by-state level. And so keep a close eye on what the radical left is doing. Again, they support unlimited abortion, and they're now wanting to defund our police to get there.
All right. And Peter Northcott on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Kansans for Life. Peter, what are your boots on the ground telling you? How do you think this vote's going to go?
Yeah, so we have launched the largest grassroots mobilization in our state's history. We are going door to door, church to church, neighborhood to neighborhood, and we are working to overcome the flat out lies that are being spewed by the abortion industry. So right now, there has been some public polling that has been released showing that the yes side has a 4-point advantage, which means it is very, very close. And we're having to sustain this onslaught of the radical left, you know, through television commercials, even our complacent media trying to spin the fact. They're trying to lie to Kansas and say that the Value Them Both Amendment bans all abortions. The Value Them Both Amendment does not ban abortion. It does ban taxpayer-funded abortion and allows our state to have limits on abortion, but that is the lie that they are spreading. So this is a battle that is going to be down to the wire here, and we are working diligently every single day to get Kansas to get out and vote yes. So we feel that we are in a good position to get our people to the polls, but we are going to have to continue to push every single day until the polls close at 7 o'clock on August 2nd to ensure that can have at least some limits.
Good stuff. All right, Peter, got to leave it there. Good luck to you. And I know the rest of the country is going to be paying very close attention to what you guys are doing. Thanks for coming on the program.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. Peter Northcott from Kansans for Life. And that's going to be a big election coming up next week. All right. Oh, by the way, I've got to play this full audio. Congressman Matt Gaetz talking to the children at Turning Point USA. Of course, this is a very religious gathering, Turning Point USA. And here's what Congressman Gaetz told the children.
These pro-abortion, pro-murder rallies, the people are just disgusting. Like, why is it that the women with the least likelihood of getting pregnant are the ones most worried about having abortions? Nobody wants to impregnate you if you look like a thumb. These people are odious on the inside and out. They're like 5'2", 350 pounds, and they're like, give me my abortions or I'll get up and march and protest. And I'm thinking, march? You look like you got ankles weaker than the legal reasoning behind Roe versus Wade. A few of them need to get up and march. They need to get up and march for like an hour a day, swing those arms, get the blood pumping, maybe mix in a salad.
A salad. Is he wrong, ladies and gentlemen? Is the congressman wrong? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
All right, there's just a couple of things that I want to start off with. Number one, we're going to tell you the facts as we know it to this point. Not only might they change, they probably will as we look into this investigation even further. But I'm going to tell you what I know at the current time. The second part about it is at this time, we will not be taking any questions until we get all the facts of the case. But today, this morning, at about 10:59, a 37-year-old woman gets dropped off, goes inside near the ticket counters in front of Southwest, goes at one point into a restroom, exits the restroom. Now she's either put some sort of hoodie on or some other different type of clothing that she had when she walked in. At some point, simultaneously, one of our officers is in the area. She produces a handgun and begins firing. At this point, we don't know where exactly the individual was aiming. For the most of what we're seeing now, she was aiming at the ceiling. But there was several rounds that are found. Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities. She's taken into custody and is currently at Parkland Hospital. No other individuals were injured in this event other than the suspect, who again is at Parkland. That's all we have right now, but we wanted to ensure that our community knows that this is not an active situation. We want to make sure our community knows that there are no other passengers, family members or people in the airport that have been that are victims, and that's what we got at this time. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. That's Police Chief Eddie Garcia there in Dallas, Texas, right outside of Love Field. That's the airport, one of two airports in the Dallas Metroplex. And it looks like good news. It sounds to me, if she was firing the gun into the ceiling, maybe suicide by cop. I don't know. We'll figure it all out. But the good news here, the only person that got shot was the bad person. There you go. All right. Well done. By the way, folks, it is brutally hot out there, and I don't know what you drink to make it through the day, but might I recommend Life Change Tea? Life Change Tea is amazing. It's natural. It is gentle. I drink a glass every single day. It's a wonderful combination of 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. I'm a big peppermint guy, not so much pomegranate. A Life Change Tea, by the way, having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. They've been around since 2007. They make their tea right here in the U.S. of A. And it's super easy. All you got to do is brew a big pot, keep it in your fridge, and drink a glass every single day. Go to GetTheTea.com to order yours today. GetTheTea.com. Use my code Todd10. They're going to give you $10 off. Plus free shipping. That's Todd10 for an additional $10 off. And they're going to throw in free shipping. That's over $50 in savings, folks. That's a pretty good deal. GetTheTea.com. All right, let's go to the phones here. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, wants to weigh in on Turning Point USA. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm well.
Thank you. Listen, I want to ask you, how did this thing work out in Salem, Oregon?
You know, I got to tell you, Patty, that was the best barbecue I've had. It's called Tri-Tip, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And I'm not a big sauce guy, but they make their own sauce there, and that's good for dipping. So you got some white bread or something, you dip it, and it was spectacular. And those cheesecakes, it'll make you slap your mama.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time. All right, now we're going to get to Turning Point.
All right,
here we go. I just got out of the hospital because I was telling Grace, I was taking everything so serious, and that's what I think put me in the hospital. I got to stop doing that. Everybody's got to lighten up. I think what happened at Turning Point, I find it fine.
So you don't have, look, I think if it's a group of adults or even college kids, yeah, okay. But we're talking about high school kids. I mean,
these are your future voters for the conservative party. Okay, mm-hmm. And you know what? I think these kids see like every day of their life. What they watch is crime and people pro abortion and this. These kids need a little. I think it was kind of like a lift me up. You know, these kids need to get out of, they're probably all depressed and said, you know what, I want to start laughing at this.
I do think, I did appreciate what Senator Ted Cruz had to say.
Well, I'm Ted Cruz, and my pronoun is kiss my ass.
I may use that line.
Yeah. I don't know what Matt Gaetz said. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to, I thought that was funny.
You mean cut number 11?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to impregnate you if you look like a thumb.
Eat a salad. Come on.
Eat a salad.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know what? The countries are too serious. We got to start lighting up. We got to lighten up.
Well, there you go. I mean, you've seen the videos, Patty. I mean, you've seen those protests. It looks like the bar scene out of Star Wars.
Oh, please stop it. You know, it's like, you know what it looks like? Even my daughter says, Mom, you know, really? She goes, I haven't had a date in a while, and I look at these women. My God, really? Even my own daughter says that.
Yeah, you know, I would say that a good shower, maybe some shampoo might help just a smidge.
Yeah, you know what? You know, it's just, I mean, you have to, I'm laughing right now and God, you know, God's with me. And you know, I know something, that's what we need back in this country. We need to bring God back into this country.
All right, Patty, I'm glad you're doing well. Take care of yourself. Don't let things, you know, get to call. You know, we're like,
you too.
We're free therapy.
I'm like, oh, God. All right, bye.
Take care. All right, Patty from North Carolina. Now, Grace Baker, did you ever go to the Turning Point USA? You are Young America's Foundation.
Yeah, I never went to Turning Point USA. I mean, we're on the same team here, but there was never a need for me to go to one of those.
One's a party team, though.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
No, that's true. I mean, they had the reputation. I mean...
Yeah, there was a reputation even when I went.
Jesse Waters said it's where you go to party.
It's true. And then, you know, YAF is where you go to learn. Turning Point USA, where you go to party with conservatives.
That, so, all right. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with having a good time.
With fellow conservatives.
Sharing, you know, a Shirley Temple.
A Baptist martini.
Because they're all underage.
They're
all underage. Now, what's interesting is YAF, you know, the Young Americas Foundation, when they have their conferences, mom and dad have to go along. If we're high school kids.
Sure. Yeah, I never went to a high school one, but I went in college, so
but
obviously
here,
no parents.
But here, there are no chaperones the Turning Point USA.
Oh, no.
All right. That in itself is rather daring to put that many unchaperoned high school kids, hormones ablazing.
That's a lot to deal with.
Near a beach.
Yeah.
That's
they
a
need
lot.
To take them. Why don't they take them somewhere like out in the middle of nowhere, like in a desert or something, and do like a conservative survival camp?
Oh,
that'll show them.
Well, we started with 500 kids. We're down to 3.
Weed out the weak ones.
Wow. Jeez, Luke.
I'm kidding.
Paul says, Todd, talking about Matt Gaetz. He's very, very upset at Matt Gaetz. Can we play cut number 11 again?
Nobody wants to impregnate you if you look like a thumb.
He says, Todd, Matt Gaetz is absolutely wrong. There are some really skinny, ugly girls, too.
Dang.
She's a little harsh. A little harsh out there.
I'm not commenting on this.
No, no, no. You can't comment on that. You know why. They'll come after you.
I don't even want to. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. All right, folks, we got a lot more coming your way. We're going to be speaking with an up-and-coming young conservative, by the way. Claire Ath is going to be here. Big story coming out of the University of Michigan. Students are walking out of a pro-life event at a medical school. Oh, and you're not going to believe this. Crayola, the crayon people. Oh, they've gone full-blown transgender woke, and we'll explain all about that as well. 844-747-8868. Give us a holler. It doesn't matter if you're skinny or you look like a thumb. We'll take your calls. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Hour three of the Todd Starnes Radio Extravaganza. Broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship radio station, KWAM. The mighty 990. Hope you're doing good. So, by the way, President Biden. Can we talk about President Biden for just a moment? He said he had cancer about a week or so ago, and the White House came out and said, "No, Mr. President, you don't have cancer." And then we found out that the president came down with, of all things, the China virus. So the good news, and there is good news, the president is allegedly doing better. And as a matter of fact, they say he's cleaning his plate now. Cut number 10.
And as you all saw just a few minutes ago, the president is doing better. He slept well last night. He ate his breakfast and lunch. He actually showed me his plate. Didn't ask about the menu, but I did see an empty plate with crumbs, and I have some guesses about what was there, but didn't ask.
Parmesan cheese, maybe? Just throwing that out there. The leader of the free world, ladies and gentlemen, he cleaned his plate. Ted Cruz, leave it to Ted Cruz to always look at the bright side of things. Senator Cruz made an observation, cut number 7.
And you know, one of the consequences of COVID is it impairs your ability to smell. So, you know, hair sniffing in the White House has gone way down.
There you go. You can rest easy, boys and girls. Those of you going on the White House tour, you can rest easy. Nobody's going to be smelling your hair. That's good news. However, there is another great epidemic that has befallen America and, dare I say, the world. They're calling it monkeypox.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
So this is your monkeypox update. The CDC says this is, oh, geez, Grace, I thought I could do this. I really did.
It's tough.
So the CDC says this is not one of those diseases where you're going to pick up monkeypox in the produce section. Unless you're doing something really naughty in the produce section.
Oh, gosh. It's catchy
song. God bless Mother Nature. Oh. No, this is a very bad situation. Newsweek made a faux pas, Grace. This is terrible.
Here, now you're not going to laugh anymore.
So just mere moments ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president, said that men who... So let me back up here. All right, can we just back up for a moment?
Are we about to go into something weird?
Yes, I need to talk. We need to get serious about monkeypox.
It's raining men.
So, hallelujah, Grace, there's something they don't want you to talk about.
Does it have to do with men?
Yes, it does. Of the male variety. And they don't want you to know that monkeypox actually only happens within a certain demographic of America.
I'm learning things.
Or worldwide. So the fact that maybe the outbreaks are happening in South Beach and San Francisco in the Castro District and West Hollywood and pretty much all of New York City, including the Bronx, is just coincidental.
Mm.
It's just a coincidence.
I see.
We're not allowed to say what monkeypox really is.
Ah.
They want you to believe it's a pandemic, but this is a sexually transmitted disease. And quite frankly, the best way not to get it is not to do it.
Ooh.
That's the best possible course of action here.
I'm going back to high school.
It's pretty disgusting. And we're not getting into graphic detail here. But again, it's, you know, people are starting to freak out because now they said this is a worldwide health emergency. What, 80 people have gotten it?
Yeah.
And it's a worldwide health emergency.
They're just trying to come up with a new one before the midterms. So,
that's exactly what
they're doing. It's pretty obvious.
So again, they don't want you to know it's men having relations with other men. They don't want you to know that. So they have to make it sound like it's everybody's getting it, like it's
better,
you know,
mask up, America.
But it's not. Only one specific demographic is getting the monkeypox. I'm just saying. Oh, jeez,
Lord. It's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the day. Thanks a lot.
So anyway, Dr. Fauci came out, and I needed to share that with you ahead of what I'm about to share with you now, because, again, they have been trying their hardest to not say what monkeypox and who is really susceptible. Do not play that song again, Kyle. I will throw something at
Producer
you.
Producer Kyle is ready. He's got his finger on the
trigger. Stop.
Can't take it anymore.
So based on what we now know, here's what Dr. Anthony Fauci says. He says men who have sex with men, and they put in parentheses MSM. That used to stand for mainstream media, but now MSM is code for men having sex with men. Dr. Fauci says those people should be prioritized for the monkeypox vaccine in the United States.
That's a fair statement.
Well, of course it's fair, because that's who's coming down with it. That's who's contracting it. But the media doesn't want you to know that, because that'll stigmatize somebody.
Yes.
So they want you to think everybody can get it, and no, everybody can't get it. Everybody's probably going to get it, because you know how these things are.
It's
disgusting.
I really don't want to think about it. It's still the lunch hour,
monkeypox,
right?
Monkeypox is disgusting. I mean, it's a horrible disease. But it's an STD.
So don't freak out, everybody.
So don't freak out. Yes, just everybody breathe.
Put your masks away.
Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. We just try here on this program to share facts with you, because we know that we're all grown-ups here. We can all handle the facts. We can handle the truth. And the truth is, not everybody's going to get monkeypox.
It's raining men.
Oh, sweet mercy, Jesus. I need a BC powder. I really do. Soaking wet. Jesus.
Never really thought about the rest of these lyrics before.
Yeah, listen to the lyrics.
Just
a little off-putting.
Just the it's raining men part.
All right, thank you, Kyle. Crayola, the crayon people. Grace, did you used to color when you were a kid?
I don't know how I feel about this segue right now, Todd. I did color. Yes, I did. I'm going to try to get this back on the tracks here. I did color as a kid. Who didn't?
Did you have a favorite, like, you know, we were Crayola, and we had, like, the big, like, 64, ooh, you know, the big fancy box, yeah, of crayons.
Did I have a favorite, like, particular color I used? Blue.
You see, I was a blue person. I was a blue person.
Oh, kindred spirits.
And so you've got Crayola, and they got the crayons. And so now Crayola is under fire because they are promoting transgenderism.
In crayons?
Yes. So they've used a disabled transgender person to promote and to affirm the transgender lifestyle. And they posted a series of messages on Instagram and Facebook. And now Crayola is walking it all back. They've like deleted. They've deleted all of this because people were saying they're going to start. They're going to start boycotting Crayola crayons.
Why not? Just go get another brand.
Is there another brand though? I was thinking about that. Is there another brand of crayon?
I'm going to do some deep digging, but I'm pretty sure.
I'm curious about this. So, because The Blaze says that Crayola is facing a boycott after they were accused of pushing a transgender agenda to the children of America. The individual, by the way, his name is, he's known as the Disabled Hippie. And he was being celebrated because I had no idea. But, you know, June is Pride Month. And then there's Disability Pride Month, which is apparently this month.
I can't keep up with it all.
Julian Gavino, he/him. Can I just stop? If ladies, hear me for just a moment. I want to talk to all the single ladies out there in Todd Stern's radio world. Ladies, if you're dating a guy and he shares his pronouns with you, just turn away and just walk as fast as you can.
I'll make it even easier if he's got pronouns in his Instagram bio. There you go. He doesn't even have to say anything. If that's it's in his Instagram bio, dead giveaway.
That's a thing now.
Yep.
I mean, it is.
There's
an
option on there. You can just add your pronouns. It's not even like you have to manually. It's like there's a category. You can just click it.
Crayola posted three images of Mr. Gavino, including one where he was wearing a leopard print jumpsuit and another with a lime green jacket with a chain bra. And this is, by the way, two-year-olds, all right? This is, you know, Crayola is meant for children as young as 2 years old. He was also wearing latex pants and high-heeled boots. Kinky boots. Crayola disabled all comments on Instagram and limited who could comment on Facebook. But now it looks like the posts have been taken away because I guess moms and dads were like pretty angry about all of this.
Understandably so.
Why not just let the kids be kids? There are I was reading a couple of reports over the weekend. And again, I'm working on the new book, so I'm knee deep in this stuff right now. But there are educators who are now saying that children as young as 2 years old should be exposed to ideas about gender fluidity. And it's as if they are just hell-bent on radicalizing our kids at a very young age. So I'm with Grace here. I think if there's another crayon brand out there, use that one. Stop giving your money to these companies that are spewing this radical nonsense. We've got to start teaching these folks a lesson.
I was more of a marker gal myself. I think markers are better than crayons.
Oh, the magic markers?
Yeah.
Did you sniff the markers?
The ones that were scented like different fruits. Did you ever have those?
What?
They were seriously like the red one was supposed to smell like strawberries, so you were supposed to sniff it and smell it.
No, I did not do that as a child. Thank you.
I had the whole pack.
All right. I think back when I was a kid, we just had the crayons.
Ah.
Or we weren't rich enough or wealthy enough to get the magic markers. But we got the crayons. All right. Got to take a break here, folks. Now more than ever, got to support companies that share our values. We're just talking about this with Crayola. That's why we support Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. By the way, Verizon, they've dropped One America News. I'm telling you, got to switch to these companies that are supporting our values. And Patriot Mobile does that. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they're out there supporting organizations that fight for us. By the way, Patriot Mobile, they have incredible nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other carriers use, and they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veterans and first responder heroes. Switching is very, very, very easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or give them a call. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use my promo code Todd. They're going to give you free premier activation and a special discount. We'll be right back. Well, President Trump not too happy with Fox and Friends. Posted an item over on True Social. By the way, do you follow me on True Social? If not, come on over and check it out. Follow us, Todd Starnes. I'm one of those checkmark people over there, so you'll be able to hunt me down. Anyway, President Trump says Fox and Friends really botched my poll numbers, no doubt on purpose. That show has been terrible, gone to the dark side. They quickly quote the big turning point poll victory of almost 60 points. It was huge, huge. And then hammer me with outliers. Well, almost all polls have me leading all Republicans and Biden by a lot. Rhino Paul Ryan, one of the weakest and worst speakers ever, must be running the place. Anyway, thank you to Turning Point. The crowd and love was amazing. All right, there you go. He's not wrong, by the way. I'm telling you, Fox News is, they're making that turn. Over the weekend, Rupert Murdoch's two big newspapers, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, both published editorials within mere minutes of each other, attacking the president and saying President Trump is unfit for office. Now, I have a question about that. Let's forget about everything else for a moment. Do you believe that Donald Trump has disqualified himself from office? Do you believe that? Because the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, which, by the way, are both very conservative publications, they say that Trump has now disqualified himself, that he should have stepped up, he should have done something immediately when he saw that the crowd was attacking the Capitol building. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I mean, that is the general thought among the establishment folks, is that Trump cannot, must not be allowed to run for president. And that's why Liz Cheney is unleashed. And Liz Cheney is not all that worried, because she's going to have a nice big cushy job. She'll pick up where her daddy left off, trying to get us involved in wars we've got no business being involved in. Yeah, I said it. I don't know. No, Grace, I don't mind. I don't mind people. I've been very vocal about the fact we shouldn't have been in Iraq. This story from Delaware. A law-abiding homeowner and small business owner was stunned when there was a knock at the door, a doorbell ring. And fortunately for this homeowner, he has one of those camera devices that is built into the doorbell, so he's able to record whatever's happening on the front porch. He looked outside and saw a Delaware State Police officer, two ATF agents, and they were demanding to see his legally acquired firearms. So here's the deal. The gun owner had gone out a couple of weeks before and bought a couple of guns. That put him on a list, a government list, of possible straw purchases. In other words, they thought that he was buying that gun on behalf of somebody else, somebody who could not legally buy the gun. And we've got the video of all of this on the website. You got to see it. It's just kind of shocking. You know, the officers seemed somewhat apologetic and felt bad about having to do this. And my whole point is, why do it? It's unconstitutional. So anyway, they made the poor guy bring out his guns onto the front porch so they could check the serial numbers. They brought him out and no charges were filed. He didn't do anything wrong. May I just offer a word of advice? If the ATF or any law enforcement show up at your home and they want to see your guns, you ask for a warrant. If they don't have a warrant, tell them and be very polite about it. You don't have to be rude. But tell them, you know what, you're going to need to get a warrant if you want to see my guns. That's what you need to do. Don't let him into the house. Get a warrant. We'll be right back. sad news from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Word coming from Associated Press. Paul Sorvino has passed away. Oh, my gosh. He was one of the best character actors in all of Hollywood. Paul Sorvino was 83 years old. You know, he was on the original Law and Order, where he played an NYPD sergeant, but he was also in Goodfellas. So any of you big Goodfellas fans out there, he played Pauly Cicero in Goodfellas. What a great movie that was. 50 years in the entertainment business, born in Brooklyn and passed away in the great state of Indiana. His wife, breaking the news, Dee Dee Sorvino. So certainly keep your thoughts and prayers there with the Sorvino family. Another great Hollywood legend has gone on to glory. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us Claire Ath, who is working on her PhD at Liberty University in public policy. She is also serving in government as a commissioner in Jefferson County. Is that Virginia, Claire?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. All right. Well, yeah. Good for you, and good luck on your reelection campaign. Claire, a bunch of stories we've been following, and I want to start with this crayon business. Crayola has gone full-blown woke.
I've seen it, Todd, and I got to tell you, I'm just sick and tired. This woke ideology creeping into, it's not just our products, it's our shows, it's honestly everything at this point.
Yes, it is. And, of course, with Crayola, this is a company that clearly is targeting children. And we have seen this time and time again, Claire, where you've got the school boards, you've got the public libraries, the drag queens. It seems to me that they're coming after the kids.
Well, and I'm a mom. I have a newborn and a toddler at home. And that's really my main concern is that what is a transgender disabled individual? And I don't know if you looked at the photos. He's wearing like bondage lingerie over their clothes. What does that have to do with crayons? And I think absolutely nothing. But like you were saying, they're targeting children. And I think the whole purpose is that crayons are a product for children. Children and families, they're following Crayola's social media. And this is just one more way for the radical left to expose children to this dangerous gender ideology.
Claire, as a young mom, are you having conversations with other young moms about this craziness in the culture and how they seem to be targeting children as young as, you know, 1 and 2 years old?
I am. I mean, I'm very fortunate. All of my neighbors were all conservative moms. And it's something we talk about a lot because it's coming from places you would never expect, like crayons. I know I'd seen there's a new kids show, a Jurassic Park show on Netflix. Apparently they have two women kissing in this kids cartoon. And it's just you have to be so vigilant and put so much effort into monitoring all these things. And it's too much.
Claire Anth is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Claire, another story we've been looking at, this from the University of Michigan, where medical students walked out of a white coat ceremony because the speaker happened to be pro-life. What's going on there?
Well, I will say one thing, Todd. I'm impressed and kind of shocked that the University of Michigan stood up to the leftist students. I know there were petitions circulating and just tons of outcry over the speaker, and they continued to host her as keynote. I think that we need more of that. I go to Liberty University, so I'm very fortunate, but the majority of our higher education institutions, they're leftist echo chambers. And I think that they're just these ideological factories producing one kind of student. And to me, the craziest thing of all of it is that the keynote wasn't even speaking to her pro-life beliefs. Honestly, I think she should have, but she was just speaking as a professional in the field and congratulating all these students on their white coat ceremony. And the students couldn't handle that. They couldn't handle that she had a different idea than they did.
Claire, I want to go back to something you mentioned, and you are studying, you're working on your PhD at Liberty University. What is that experience like? Because Liberty is the world's largest Christian university, but it is certainly not an echo chamber, from what I understand.
I would say you are right. I think they've done a very good job in their curriculum of offering all kinds of views. But they do give a conservative and a biblical viewpoint, which is something I really appreciate and I didn't get in my undergraduate education. I think that I'm learning so much more now at Liberty than I ever had before.
No, certainly. And of course, you know, they have that base, which is the Christian worldview. But I know in the past they've had people like Bernie Sanders speak at convocations. Mm-hmm. So there are those moments where they invite speakers who may not necessarily agree with the university's philosophy. So at least students are exposed to what the other side is thinking.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think that's a good thing. I think that especially for students pursuing a higher education, you should be able to hear all different kinds of views. But then you can ask questions, you can critique, and that's the point, is a search for truth, to look at everything there is and to come up with what you believe. And I think that Liberty is offering that and other places aren't.
Oh, it's a great school.
It is a concern.
No, but Liberty's a great school, and again, these are the kinds of schools that I think we're going to have and we're going to have to support if we're going to have any hope of taking back the country and restoring our values.
I completely agree, and that's actually why I'm pursuing my PhDs. I'm hoping to teach once I finish, because I think that we don't have enough strong conservatives in academia who are offering students a different kind of view, and specifically in political science and public policy, professors that are teaching the truth about our founding, about our Constitution, that we're not a racist country, and those sorts of things.
Oh, I think that's terrific. Claire, we're gonna get you back, and we're excited to have you as a part of the crew here and weighing in on some of the big culture stories that are out there. Where can people go if they want to get more information about Claire Ath?
Well, so I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. My handle is at Claire Ann Ath. So you can find me on social media. I also do have a website, ClaireAnnAth.com.
All right. Well, Claire, great stuff. Thanks for coming on the program. Good luck as you wrap up that degree.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Claire Ath, everybody. She is working on her PhD at Liberty University in public policy. You just heard her. She's a young mom, and she'll be weighing in on some of the big culture stories we talk about moving forward here on the Todd Starnes radio program. We have a link to her website over at toddstarnes.com. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Georgia. Suzanne, listening to us on WDUN, wants to weigh in on the crayon controversy. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well,
so
thank you.
I'm so upset to hear about the Crayola thing. I'm so tired of woke people. I talked to you months ago and I read a poem about Dr. Seuss. So this is what the association is for me. I read recently on a post, there was this lesbian older woman, gays against grooming, and she came out and basically said a few things about, you know, whether in her young years in fighting for her lesbian, you know, power or whatever, if she had known that this would have happened among society, that children would go to be allowed to go to transgender shows and blah, 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 and be asked to choose their gender before they choose their favorite color. It's wrong, and she would never, never do it. And it just shows to me that they have pushed all of us against each other. No matter, people are people. People are human. I cannot judge people. But when I heard about this Crayola crayon nonsense, it's like, what are they doing to us? You know, what next? You know, we're talking about basic children's things. What next? And I think that I was thinking about Patty, too. We do have to have some levity here. We have to start to laugh at things because it's a joke.
Well, I mean, look, Suzanne, you ask what's next. I mean, they're tearing down the walls, and it's going to be an anything-goes society when it comes to sex. That's what it's all about, and that's why they want the children cavorting about with the drag queens. They want to normalize all of this stuff, and then, and you watch what's going to happen here, there will be, and there already is an effort to make the make pedophilia part of the alphabet people. Now, you're going to get a lot of pushback from the alphabet people, but that's where all this is going. And I just say, Patty, or Suzanne, I just say, let's step back, watch all this play out, because I guarantee you there are a bunch of liberal moms and dads who will put their foot down over stuff like this and will end up voting Republican as a result of it.
I hope so. But I think the thing is, Todd, I think what I wanted to most portray is that they're pitting people against people, groups against people. This older woman was a lesbian. Said no, that's not what we want. That's not what we were going for. Everybody has their cause, they believe in. But she, I think we have to realize that they make a whole blanket of lesbians, gay people believe in something. No, we're all human beings, and I think that people are basically good, and that's all I have to say.
Well, look, Suzanne, I appreciate the call. Look, the reality here, folks, is this. I would say the average gay person in America, the average lesbian person in America, they don't care about all of this stuff. They want to be left alone. They want to be able to live their lives as they're allowed to under the United States Constitution. The challenge I have here is that I believe that, and I know they believe that, but nobody wants to come out on the LGBT side and condemn the transgender movement. Everybody's terrified of these people. Terrified. But sooner or later, you're going to have to stand up. You're going to have to speak out. You're going to have to fight. And I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but it's time. All you log cabin Republicans that are out there, where are you? Stand up. Say something. Fight back. We got a country to save here, folks. We got a country to save. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, we have some election results to share with you from the great state of Michigan. So listen up. These are primary numbers. So this is the Republican primary election. They've got a lot of folks running in the Republican primary. Now, Grace Baker, you know what's interesting about these election results I'm about to share with you that have just come out?
Yes.
The election's not until next week.
That's particularly odd.
News Channel 3, WWMT, Michigan's news channel. They published the results of the Republican primary election.
They got a time traveler on staff?
It's a great question. And guess what, Grace Baker? It turns out the rhinos win. That's right. The television station published graphics for all of the Republican races showing that 100% of the precincts are reporting. Tudor Dixon, who is the rhino, got 47% of the vote. 445,000. I mean, they've counted everything. And they've got the results for governor, for Congress, you name it.
And these aren't like old numbers from the last election with old people. This is all current.
So somebody called the TV station out on it. How in the world is it possible for you to already have votes that have not been cast yet?
And have they replied?
According to the Gateway Pundit, our good buddy Jim Hoft, they have. Someone said, how is it you have election results when we haven't voted in the primaries yet? And they said, an affiliate is testing our election system. So a follow-up question, who's the affiliate? And no answers. So we're going to follow that story for you.
And if that's the case, doesn't sound like they put a disclaimer at the top or like a note, editor's note or something. Like, hey, we're just doing a test. This isn't real.
And normally they would have like 000.
Exactly.
I mean, you would not have specific numbers there. So my question is,
suspicious.
Where do they get that stuff? Where do they get the numbers from? We're going to follow this, ladies and gentlemen. We will keep you updated. Unbelievable. All right, the Associated Press, the style book that every journalist in America uses, has updated their latest edition, and they've included a new woke guide on how to cover transgender issues. They're already advising journalists to use they as a singular pronoun. According to a report on Yahoo News, the AP guide instructs writers to use unbiased language and avoid false balance by giving a platform to unqualified claims. In other words, they get to decide who the authentic sources are on stories. The Associated Press said writers should refer to those they write about by their preferred gender identity and avoid dead naming. You ask, what is dead naming? All right, let's say your name is Jerry, but now you go by Geraldine. So Jerry would be your dead name. It's all very confusing. So there you go. Oh, I've got to share this story. We got to end on a positive note today here, folks. There's a guy named Tony Falou, and he's 90 years old. So Tony Falou started working at McDonald's back in 1962. He was earning, well, Grace Baker wages, 90 cents an hour. He was slicing cheese.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Yeah, we can verify.
We do pay you more than 90
yes,
cents an
thank
hour.
Goodness. A dollar, but you know.
It's all right.
I'm kidding.
It's inflation. Anyway, yeah, he was cutting the cheese, 90 cents an hour back at McDonald's. So 60 years later, this guy owns, what, 7 or 8 McDonald's across the Midwest, and he is a beloved owner, 90 years old, and he's still on the job. So he told his staffers at the McDonald's in Mayfield Heights, and they got about 90 workers at this one McDonald's, and he brought them all together and said, folks, we got to shut down. We got to do renovations. You're going to be out of work for 3 months. And that's pretty terrifying if you're a McDonald's worker because, you know, you got, let's be honest. I mean, everybody's living paycheck to paycheck these days. So you could tell that people were freaking out. And then Tony dropped the bombshell. He says, hey, folks, I want you to relax. You go home. You enjoy your families and come back and work for us in 3 months. We're going to pay your weekly salary. And that's exactly what happened. All of the workers have been getting their regular weekly salary while the restaurant's been shut down. And Tony said, you know, they were interviewing him on the Today Show. And he says, hey, look, I've walked in their shoes. I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. And no doubt we've heard the stories about the fast food industry getting hit hard. Can't find good workers. Get this. Most of the people working for Tony Falou at the McDonald's in Ohio, they've been on the job for decades. Decades. And why is that? Well, it's very simple. You respect your workers, you pay them good money, maybe give them a free Big Mac every now and again, and you're going to have them for a long time. That's a lesson for all of you folks out there to pay attention to. Good for you, Tony Falou. And so if you're looking for a good burger, head on over to the drive-thru at Mayfield Heights and tell them Todd Stern sent you. All right, folks, got to get out of here. ToddStarns.com. Check that out. Newsletter coming out momentarily. This is the Todd Starns Radio Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.